This is Dr. Sebastian Gopinski, the colonoscopy proficient Joseph Lasag. Date of birth is 7-9-1952. Indicate procedure was seen positive stool, positive colon polyp. Physician, given my case here, given nursing anesthetist. Mr. Nursing anesthetist, Mr. Hunter, patient monitor, patient blood pressure, patient colonoscopy, patient colonoscopy, instrument to Olympus, we need to skip a colonoscopy procedure, constant sound, but patient player of ASC. Discover the organ, we pass the first, having a seizure, to pass, but we're not seeing the examine pressure, during the pressure, around, body matrix, sponsor, was serious to discover enter pattern, no posture, but no posture, also personal. Enter, pre-pleuric enter area has a polypoid lesion with a thickening of the mucosa with nodularity. Could this be underlying a GISC tumor, a pancreatic rest, a potentially granuloma, from the previous ulcers, or could this be a lipoma, or atypical gastric cancer? Biopsy with slight diagnosis. Patient also had diffuse gastritis. Biopsy with slight diagnosis. Patient there also ulcer noted one of the nodules, non-bleeding but deeply curettard, non-bleeding white base. Also biopsy with slight diagnosis and separate generation question in Sazura. Upper bronchial pericardial muscle, which also have a nodularity and thickening of the mucosa of the body and stomach. Multiple biopsy with against like that throughout atypical cancer, Lura linatus plastica, suicide, biogenesis, normal zero, small pressure patient, normal complication patient, turnaround, KY jelly prerectum, cisco prerectum, rectus sigmoid, to descend direct to the distal sigmoid area, but it was a poorly prepped colon, hard stools, discontinued pressure patient like application. Find number one, gross esophagus, normal Z line. Number two, sickening fold of the stomach gastric wall with nodularity. This was gastric body wall with nodularity. Biopsy looks like that. Go on. Neoplasty was inflammatory changes. Go on. Line under plastic. Number two, polypoid nodular mass noted in the prepleuric area. Multibiopsy was taken. Roll out. Neoplasty was inflammatory changes. Roll out GIST. Roll out lymphoma. Pancreatic rest or granulomas. Number four, prepleuric gastric ulcer, now bleeding, white base, deeply cratered, no visible vessel, bacteria, dislike, then rural neoplasty, vesicular changes. Number four, gastritis. Number five, gross mucosal examination, duodenum, bacteria, rural celiac spoon. Number five, colonoscopy up to a distal sigmoid only because of poorly prepped colon. It was incomplete colonoscopy. Recommendation, away from the prepleuric nodular gastritis biopsy, polypoid gastric nodule biopsy. Even if the biopsy comes negative, I still recommend patient to have upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation, if possible, ESD. Number two, away from the gastric ulcer biopsy. Number three, away for the stomach biopsy, gastritis biopsy, comes a positive helical refractory, which to prepare. Number four, away for the gastric wall, body of the gastric wall thickness biopsy. If the biopsy, even if the biopsy comes negative, we're still going to have an upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the body and stomach because of the thickening of the stomach fold. So the patient is going to go for upper endoscopic ultrasound for the prepleuric polypoid mass lesion in the antrum. So while he's there, we also want to have endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the gastric body wall. Number five, I wish the small biopsy. Number six, we're going to repeat colonoscopy with adequate prep. Check hemoglobin, and if patients appear to be anemic, then check hemoglobin studies. If it comes out to be anemic, then recommend we can have iron supplementation. Follow on 2 weeks annotation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Yarid Fadi, and copy to Dr. Farhan Sadi. The procedure was September 10th to 22nd. September 10th to 22nd. Patient option.